Yes, Detroit is the city that put the world on wheels, but a new effort being launched in the Midtown District wants to add clothing to Detroit's manufacturing resume. It's called the Industrial Sewing and Innovation Center, ISAIC, opening on Cass Avenue. Jennifer Guarino is chair of ISAIC and VP of Manufacturing at Shinola Detroit. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
And one of the city's clothing entrepreneurs is here with us. Rosalind Carmoco is the founding director of Detroit is the New Black, an apparel and lifestyle brand that's focusing on ethical fashion. Her store recently opened in a renovated space on Woodward in Detroit's Central Business District. Good to have you with us, Rosalind.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, Jennifer, is it fair to think of ISAIC as an incubator for designers to develop and create apparel lines?
I think it's more accurate to think of ISAIC as a national institute for sewn trades, where we teach traditional industrial sewing skills and we bridge those with the training of skills required for emerging technologies in the space, like automation, co-robotics, that kind of thing. So what it will allow is for designers, instead of them having to go somewhere else to manufacture their product, hopefully they'll be able to manufacture their products at ISAIC.
When you say else, where have people typically gone? Has it been out of Michigan?
It's been out of Michigan for sure. And for a lot of people, it's overseas. But the trend in the industry is to reshore for a whole host of reasons. One would be it's just better for the planet and people. So there's a lot of production coming back to the States, but primarily in places that people are used to hearing about, New York, Los Angeles. But we are going to be setting up an ecosystem here that will be manufacturing, distributing in a more sustainable way. And Detroit gets to do that because we don't have to deconstruct anything first.
Ah.
We get to actually build it as it could and should be.
And you're building it with a two-pronged approach. So tell us first about the Apparel Industry Apprenticeship Program.
So the apprenticeship program is a federally registered apprenticeship program with the Department of Labor. It's a 2,000-hour program. Think of it as paid on-the-job training, and that will be at our factory that will be a worker profit-sharing company. And so that's 2,000 hours. So when you come out of that, you have a nationally recognized card that says, you know, your experience. That has to begin with a pre-apprenticeship program of 200 hours, and right now that's being taught at Henry Ford College, and we'll also be teaching that on the premises of ISAIC.
And this is industrial sewing. I want to be real clear that we all know what people are going to come out with after all this 2,000 hours of training.
Yes, it's industrial sewing. So oftentimes people that aren't familiar with sewing think that if you are sewing at home, it's the same as industrial sewing. It's very, very different. So this will equip people for real production that's scalable and meets industry standards.
And the second component is this manufacturing operation. Tell us about that.
Right. So the factory is a subsidiary, a for-profit subsidiary of the Nonprofit Institute. And the reason why it is for-profit is we will be offering profit sharing. So if you're on the factory floor making products, you get to participate in growth. So there's equity in growth for folks that are going to be working at the factory. So it's a contract manufacturing facility that will self-sustain ongoing apprenticeship.
Rosalind Carmoco, I know Detroit is the New Black is really aimed at ethical fashion. What is that? What's the moral and ethical stand you're taking?
Well, you know, for me, it's something that is sustainable and something that's over a long period of time, not harming its immediate environment. And I think that can take place in a number of different ways. Obviously, that's natural materials. That's the process in which you're developing product. But I think it's also the type of businesses that we have in certain areas, in certain cities, and the demographics that they speak to. You know, for me, the city of Detroit is changing so quickly. And with my retail background, I really wanted to use my brand and my space to make sure that there was a sustainable business downtown that was really inclusive of the full narrative of the city.
And what kinds of things? Give us just a sense of what you offer at Detroit is the New Black.
So we have our in-house label, which is Detroit is the New Black, and really started with a simple t-shirt a few years ago, but has expanded into denim, you know, fleece. We have sort of accessories. We have a fragrance line of essential oils. So that's really the core of the business. In addition to that, we incubate and really accelerate other local designers and artists and businesses in the space as well.
And why was Detroit the right place for your store? What brought you to Detroit?
Well, I'm from Seattle originally, and my ex is from Detroit, so that's how I got here back in 2013. But, you know, I fell in love with the city and decided to stay, and I just thought it was such an interesting mix of people and such a iconic city in America that has so much rich history, and I really wanted to channel that into a brand that felt right for everyone.
Is Detroit a place where, you know, this kind of smaller scale ethical fashion can happen because it's less expensive to set up and do business in Detroit, let's say, as compared to New York or LA?
Absolutely. You know, I think we have the space here to do it. We have the talent here to do it. And so it just seems really ripe for this sort of manufacturing effort with Isaac. So I think it not only will help the country in how we're thinking about bringing manufacturing back onshore, but also Detroit and the local brands that are looking to produce here, but just really don't have the resources to be able to do that.
Jennifer, this certainly fits with what we've seen from Shinola, you know, flourishing to the point of opening the new hotel on Woodward in the heart of downtown. And there are other dreamers out there right now dreaming up and sketching designs and harboring hopes of creating apparel or the kinds of goods that you sell at Shinola. What could Isaac mean to these dreamers?
I think it's a place to connect with people that know the industry. We had a big event early May, and it was such a dynamic, wonderful event. We had over 125 people there, and I think if you were to speak to any of them, the reason why it was an important event was for the first time they were all in the room together, uplifting each other's dreams, sharing lessons, sharing resources. It's true that Detroit hustles harder, right? But we want to add Detroit hustles smarter, too. So instead of learning lessons alone, is to work together in a collaborative way. There's plenty of opportunity for everybody. So we really view Isaac as an institute. It's the place to call. You know, if you have a dream in this space, call Isaac. If we can't directly support you, we'll know where to send you or where you should go or who you should call. So there's a place to go. Right now, there's really not a place to go to understand what your next step should be.
So this is a unique effort in Detroit, and it's focused on ethical fashion. Are you seeing enough consumer interest in this ethical fashion and knowing where and how the clothing they buy is made that this could grow from something small scale to larger scale?
Absolutely. I think, you know, sustainability or even ethical fashion at one point was a very elite conversation based on the cost that you encourage us to make the ethical fashion. So it's moving to a place where it's trend. And I think the masses are starting to pick up on the sustainability of the garments that they're wearing. But I also think in the future, it will be a more of a commonplace conversation in the same way we think about organic food. You know, 10, 15 years ago, you didn't see it in every grocery store. It wasn't offered in every convenience store on the corner. But now it's really largely available. So I think as we continue with this effort, we'll really see that information spreading and more people getting on board with the sustainability program.
And I would just reinforce what Rosalind said. We had a Detroit delegation go to the Copenhagen Fashion Summit in May together. And one of the big messages we heard there is that it's no longer going to be an elite thing. It's no longer going to be a nice to have. It's going to be a customer expectation. Mm-hmm. And so the whole industry is beginning to understand that and what that now means. So I think Rosalind's absolutely right.
Well, it's fascinating. We'll be watching how this all goes with Isaac, the Industrial Sewing and Innovation Center. We've been talking with its chair, Jennifer Guarino, who's also VP of Manufacturing at Shinola Detroit, and Rosalind Karamoko, who's founding director of Detroit is the New Black, right there on Woodward in the heart of downtown. Thanks so much to both of you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Coming up, legendary jazz musicians once performed at Detroit's Bluebird Inn. And now an effort's underway to restore this historic jazz club. We'll learn more about that in just 10 minutes. You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.